You're listening to an Anazal Ministries podcast.
Okay, I'll jump into our extra question here.
All right.
All right, everybody. Welcome to our extra bonus question here for all of our patrons and other subscribers. I can't remember the other website at the top of my head. I always forget. But we thank you for being here. Captivate, that's the one. Thanks, Captivators, for being here. But our bonus question is that who are we going to ship in the Avatarverse? Christian had to go because he had to go to work. And he said he's fine with shipping all the main couples. So that's Christian's answer. But Kino, do you have
Hold on. Yeah. Forgive my ignorance. Okay. But you got to break down what is shipping.
Oh, okay. So shipping is like relationship. So if you're just shipping people. So if you can keep it like Aang, Katara, but of course people really like Zuko and Katara. So if you were like, I'm fine with this character, or if you're like, I have very strong feelings that these characters should have been together instead of the way that things turned out.
Let's put some things in perspective. You know, we're talking about shipping because this is my thing. I do relationships. I literally have a business and relationship. I have a relationship coaching business with my wife.
Oh, do you really? That's cool.
Yes, no, I really do. Really do. It's called Doc Ships. Go check us out. We're online. We have a website, everything. Doc Ships LLC. Go check us out. Need an appointment? Call me. Anyway, but when you're talking about trying to find someone who you want to be in a relationship with, you want to find somebody who's compatible, but also fun to hang around. You know what I'm saying? And so when you're thinking about Avatar and this world in of itself, Zuko and Katara wouldn't work. They would not work. They would not work. They would not work. And I'm going to tell you why. Because fire and water don't mix. Okay. Fire and water don't mix. So guess what? Whenever he gets upset, she's gonna cool him off. And he's gonna get more pissed. Okay, this is gonna cause more fights. And then guess what? Then they're gonna be pulling out their own bending on each other. That's not good. Okay. Then they have kids. Kids gonna be confused. It's gonna be like what's the boy from My Hero Academia? Fire and Ice Kids.
Todoroki.
They're gonna be like Todoroki. Okay, they're gonna have a whole bunch of Todorokis running around. Okay, fire and ice, and they're all confused and mad because dad trying to be cool because he's a big superhero and he's the prince, and mom is the healing water lady. No, that don't work. That does not work. No, but here's the thing. Think about, and this is bonus content. And think about what Korra did, the Legend of Korra, Korra did. In relation to continuation of these relationships.
Oh, yeah.
That there was developing throughout the series. You know what I'm saying? And so we see, like, no, like, it actually worked out because Korra and Aang, they brought back, well, guess what? The Water Tribe. Who knew? Who knew that they could bring back some more Avatar babies? Great. Well, not Avatar babies, but y'all know what I mean. But if Zuko and Katara got together, that wouldn't have worked. That wouldn't have worked. That wouldn't work. And so Toph is not married because she's too damn stubborn. Like Earth. Like that, like anybody that she would be with, that she was only forgive me, if for any children that might be listening. Toph only used those guys to procreate. That was it. She used them. That was it. She felt like I need to have some kids, but she didn't even raise them. You know what I'm saying? She just had them and then left them. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can figure it out on your own, because I did. What? No. Woman, I need a mother, okay? I need a mother, not the earthbender or the blind bandit. No. I need a mom, okay? No. That's horrible. That is horrible. That's why her kids all jacked up anyway, and her grandkids too, Okay, if you go to the Legend of Korra, but to go to Korra, it's her grandkids all fighting each other. They literally, those are earthbenders, metal benders fight. That's all because of Toph. Okay, that's all because of her. She can't get her stuff together. Okay, she never received a hug as a child. Okay, yeah. So if you try to put fire and water together, they can't hug each other. It's not gonna work. So no, that's. So
what you're saying is that, which I love that I have like an expert here, that we've got an expert here talking about relationship coaching and stuff like that. So you're cool. You're like the way that relationships panned out in the Avatarverse, the way that they worked out the way they should have.
Think about who Zuko ended up with. The warden's daughter.
It's May, right? Right?
Yes, May. Yes, it's May. I don't know. Is it Lee and May? No.
Oh, there's Ty Lee and then May.
It's May. So he ended up with May. But May was already a part of the aristocracy in the Fire Nation. Like there's still cultural norms that has to happen. You know what I'm saying? Now I do not know what So we do know the monks did have. Wait, that's what I don't know. I don't know if the monks had families.
I don't think they did.
I don't know. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But in Korra, whatchamacallit had a whole family. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Tenzin. No, not Tenzin.
Tenzin.
Is it Tenzin? Tenzin. You know, so he had a whole family and he was still a monk. And he had his own monastery.
They must have had families to a certain extent, because how could if airbenders were still coming about, they had
but
to
so
have
they were a tribe in themselves, yes. So that's they did right. Okay,
there was a tribe in themselves, but then they would go and do like monk things, and
correct. Like, so we're treating like Tibetans, you know what I'm saying? They're still monks, but there's a people that lives in Tibet. They're also Tibetans,
right?
That lives in Tibet, yeah. Okay, all right, but what I'm pointing out is that if you paid attention to relationships and you're talking about who you would ship with, you got to think about who would be your compatible partner, not your opposite, your complement. Because opposites do attract, but they also will kill each other, okay? Opposites will kill each other. And people be like, oh, this is my opposite. We're she's fire and I'm ice, or he's ice and I'm fire, whatever. No. That's toxicity, okay? You need to find someone who's complementary. Because again, if you paid attention to Katara and Zuko's relationship when they were together, they were always combative. Even when they were cool, there was still an underlying tension between them. And we thought it was a relationship tension. They were just tension because it's fire and water. They can't get along. That's what you don't get. There's some folks that you don't need to be with. But then think about Korra and Aang. Or not Korra, I mean Katara and Aang. Katara and Aang. You have water and air. What? They both are free flowing. Okay. They both don't like they don't like no restrictions, don't want to be held down. They can be spontaneous, but also they can also be contained and don't mind being in a sphere with each other. Like they don't mind that. Water and air can get along. They can get along. They get along well in the world. Think about it. Think about it. So it works well in the relationship. It really does. And so who else? Think about Azula, okay? She had mother issues.
Huge mama issues.
Yeah, she had mother issues. And it was she didn't know whether her mother loved her or not, because she could never talk to her mother physically,
right?
Figuratively and literally, she couldn't. She didn't know how to talk to her. She was intimidated. All she had to do was just open up. But I get it, because you know there's the expectations. You are the first family of the nation. You know what I'm saying? So everybody's watching you. You have responsibilities and expectations. I get it. But you still have to be a family though. And that's what people don't get. And so she couldn't be with nobody because she had mommy issues. But y'all don't know that though. Y'all don't see that. Y'all just see her mama is crazy. I mean, she's just crazy because her mama left, and she went crazy because she thought she was seeing her mama. No, she has mother issues. Okay, Got serious mother issues.
I'm not, you know, just, I'm that's just people. If you finish the show, you should go read the comics, which is the canonical stuff in between. But there's a one called
the comics.
Dude, so good. The Promise is about when, I guess, because Zuko or Aang had made a promise to Zuko that after the war, he would help Zuko find his mom.
Find his mom. Yeah.
And
yeah.
Like, it's about him finding his mom, and they do. And like, Azula is still kind of nuts, but finds healing because they find her mom, and like, there's this reconnection with her mom, and like, it's so good.
I haven't even seen, I didn't even know about the comics. I'm telling you, kidding, I didn't know about the comics, but the mere fact that that is important to everybody. Listen, let me say this. We are created to be in loving community. We are created to be in loving community. Okay. But because you have some people who are very selfish and mean, it's hard to try to love mean people. Okay. It's hard to try to love mean people. I'm not going to tell you how to do that. You got to call me if you want to do that, because I'm not going to give you all the secret sauce. But the only thing is, love has to be the key. Not abuse or misuse, but love. And until you understand the concept of love, you will never go in. And the best way to do it is to go to 1 Corinthians 13, start at verse 8. There you go. That's where you should go. That's what tell you exactly what love is. But it ain't a feeling. It's not a feeling. It's not a feeling. It's not a feeling.
Okay? That's Kino's clip. That's his ad clip for YouTube sponsors to come and get some relationship advice from him if you want to get the whole picture. Dude, I love that, like, you brought that into just talking about like the relationships and seeing how the healthy relationships, and even seeing like connecting it to the future Legend of Korra. I mean, like, here is the result of healthy relationships, right? And here is what the negative relationships could have looked like, and all these healthy things generationally would not have happened. Now, I am somebody who go ahead.
No. You had me thinking like, and I'm not trying to be biblical, but I am. It's just who I am. But that's scripture, though. Jesus said, if you stay connected to me, because I am the vine and you are the branches, and whoever stays connected with me will produce good, much fruit. Yeah, part of the fruit that you'll produce is the children that you have. That's one of the things. And I can tell you how good or bad your relationship is by talking to your kids. I don't care how old or young they are. Talking to your kids will tell me how good a relationship, or I can understand how good or bad your relationships are if I see it's a pattern, because it's patterns. We replicate what we saw growing up, period. That's just until you learn better, you'll do better. But that's not true all the way, because you also can still learn to do something and choose not to do it at all. Okay, so don't quote me on all of it, but I'm telling you the truth. But the sad thing that you have to realize is how we interact with each other, it stops us, because we are afraid of connection, because we don't want to be seen or heard. We don't want to be vulnerable. That's the word I'm looking for. We want to be vulnerable. But the only way that you can have true connection, you got to be vulnerable. And if you've never experienced that, you'll never know what it is in your romantic relationships. In other words, if you never experienced what a good, healthy relationship was with your parents, you can't replicate that in your own narrative. And even when you get with somebody and they had a good relationship and you didn't have a good relationship with your parents, it's going to impact the relationship. And I'm not saying it won't work. I say they will impact the relationship. That those things will come about in how you all handle situations, and how you deal with conflict, and how you deal with stress, and how you deal with excitement and planning and all that other stuff. Like, all of that comes into play. We don't think it does it. It does. It does not impact us. Like, we really don't believe our past impact us, but it really does. It really does. But the truth is that you have to be connected to produce the fruit. That's the thing. And there are some bad fruits out there. That's the other thing.
Man, so well said. And live this, like, all of it. It's so good, because it's like the way that, you know, you should live your life. And me and my wife try to live that way too, and reassess and try to figure out who we are in that dynamic, right? And trying to be that complement to each other. And, you know, trying to help people along the way. But for me, when I look at fantasy stuff and shows that aren't real, I play a little bit in the toxicity realm, like the bad boys and the bad girls. I'm like, that would not work, but it's pretty hot. Like one of my favorite.
Now listen. I agree with you that yes, those things are very attractive, even in the real world.
Yeah, that's true.
They are attractive. Like people like the risky part of life because it's a thrill. Yeah, but that's a feeling though. That's my point. That's a feeling.
Yeah, it'll go away.
It will go
away. And you know, I would be so down for a temporary Katara Zuko relationship. So down because, like you said, fire water. You get some steam. It get a little steamy. It wouldn't last. But it would be it'd be pretty hot. I won't lie.
It'd be pretty hot.
I love Buffy the Vampire Slayer. One of my favorite relationships is Spike and Buffy, because it's got anything of substance, but because they literally bust a house when they have sex for the first time, and you're like, that's pretty rad. But it doesn't work out, and it's very sad, and they use each other. And so they show the negative aspect of that.
Yes, that normally happens when sex is involved.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah. tends to shed light on things that normally wouldn't be shed or destroy things that normally would stay intact. So,
This is what Avatar does,
man. It leads you into the counseling realm, the relationship coaching realm, and in the emotional realm and the sexual realm. It contains multitudes.
Yeah, no. The good thing about any good show, any good writing, you understand the storylines. And storylines, people also have storylines. They have their own stories.
Yeah, amen.
And if you literally listen to people telling you about their childhood and how they were raised, they're telling you something of how they also view the world. Like if somebody's saying that every year we went to grandma's every summer for such and such, and I hated it. And so you saying now let's go to Georgia. And they went to grandma's in Georgia. I ain't going to Georgia. I don't want to go to Georgia. No, I hated going to Georgia. Even though Atlanta's in Georgia. Yeah, let's go to Atlanta. No, I ain't going. I'm not going. I hated it. What you mean? We're just going to Atlanta. No, I'm not going. No, that don't make no sense. And then that's called cause an argument, not knowing that this person had a bad experience growing up as a child. During every summer, they had to be forced to go to the South in Georgia. And they had to work the field. I don't know. I'm just making it up, but I'm just saying. We don't talk about this stuff like that. And those things don't come up. Even when people tell us a story, we were like, oh my God, that's interesting. That's fascinating. You went to your summers in Georgia? Oh, what was that like? I hated it. Oh, what you hate about it? Yeah. No, they're telling you something. People never pay attention to stuff like that, but I do. Literally, I love when people tell me stories because you're telling me about you. And I love it. Love it. Keep talking.
I'm also somebody who loves to hear stories because, and this maybe is a vulnerability thing, but just because when I hear people, I can learn more about them and learn, and you learn how to connect with people more, right?
Yes.
It's about, that's the relationship building part. When you get to hear somebody say that part of like, I hated going to Georgia. And instead of just being like, oh geez, why? It's Georgia. Like Atlanta's great. And dismissing it and being like, why? And then you may be like, oh, this is personal. And there's a sense of not being seen or not being loved in the way that you mm-hmm. wanted to. Yeah, it's really good.
Yeah. No, so relationships in the Avatar, it is a good analogy of relationships in the real world. Like these are real world relationships where you're trying to figure out how to be present and be vulnerable and also be accepting of someone else's mess and still keep going on the journey of life together. All of that sucks. I was telling my best friend the other day, because he and I are Panther fans, and so we were watching the game and the Panthers are 1-5. This is horrible. Okay. I'm a proud Panthers fan. Okay. I've been down since day one, since 92 when they made the announcement. Do you hear me? I ain't playing around. But it's hard. And I said that this is what loving somebody looks like. I'm still sitting here watching the game, even though it is horrible, and I'm getting slapped in the face. It's all emotion. I throw things. I yell. I scream. I'm very passionate. Okay. So I can't watch it. So sometimes I have to go outside and cool down, but I still come back and I sit and watch the whole entire game, even though I know they lose and all they suck, because I still love them.
I'm a Dolphins fan and I'm on the upside of things right now. But, you know, I understand the long game of being invested in a sports fan relationship that has not paid out good returns in my entire lifetime. And I guess we're playing each other this Sunday. So good luck to you.
I don't know. We're going to lose. It's okay. I know we're going to lose. I'm prepared. I have prepared. Because that's the other thing. When you love somebody, you can. Lord forgive
me. No. You're not playing. You're playing Cleveland. I think y'all are playing Cleveland, actually.
We might win that one. But no, I know you're on the schedule. Y'all on the schedule. I know you're on the schedule. Okay. I know you're on the schedule. Yeah. But yeah, that's what you do when you love somebody. You stay there through the thick and the thin. That's the thing about people who get married and get divorced. They forget their vows, that it says for better and worse.
Mm.
They forget the worst part. They forget the worst part. Like the stuff that you're experiencing, that's the worst part. You're supposed to stay together through the worst part. Here's another jewel. The only way that you can actually have true connection is when you go through hell with a partner.
Mm. Oh, that's, man, 100% as a married man, the worst times that we made us the strongest couple that we've ever been. It was a transition point.
And not trying to be funny, but it is a chemical reaction.
Yeah.
It is a chemical reaction that happens between both individuals. Oxytocin is released between both individuals when you come out on the other side. But folks be like, this is too much. Irreparable differences. Shut up. Stop whining. Stop crying. Sit down. Have adult conversations. Have adult conversations, not children conversations. Have adult conversations. Adult conversation is, listen, I might disagree with your point of view, but we still be cool. That's a dope conversation.
Yes, sir.
Not, you know what? I can't do this. You stupid. I can't do that. I'm leaving. Okay. That's what children do. That's what children do. Yes. Yes. So again, I would say that this show is a good analogy of life. If you pay attention to it, it'll give you some good nuggets and good jewels. And I hope and pray you all take notes, find out which one you are. Cause we all in this, we all one of these characters. We might be a mixture of all of them, but my point is, pay attention to how they handle and navigate it. They navigate it with somebody alongside of them. You can never go through no difficulty by yourself.
Amen, dude. Man, you know, I'm just looking forward to part two of this when we hit the Legend of Korra and talk about the relationships and the problems going on in there.
I don't want to do it.
Yeah, he said, I don't want to do it.
I don't want to do it. I don't want to do it. It's too much. I would have to charge y'all because that'll be too much.
Yeah, I was going to say, yeah. So if you want the extra stuff.
Because that whole uncle and family done. Oh, gosh, yeah. That's the love
triangle between Mako and Bolin and Korra.
Yeah, that's enmeshment and all that other stuff. Yeah,
and then another love triangle between, what's her face, Mako and Korra. And
Korra. Yeah.
And Yumi, there's like way too many love triangles going on.
That's enmeshment. That's enmeshment, okay? That's how you get wrapped up in all. That's what people are doing now. Oh, Lord, let me shut up.
So you're welcome, listeners, because this is probably one of the longest extra content episodes we've had, but it's worth every bit of it. As I've been a part of it, it's been so good. So enjoy this free little tidbit. Go to, what is it, Docking Ships?
No, it's Dock Ships, DockShips.org. It's .com. It's DockShips.com. We're on Instagram and Twitter, and we have a Facebook page. We have content. We do post content about relationships, and we do a lot of other stuff. But it's all backed by science and facts and scripture. I do throw my scripture in there because it's still the word of God, and that helps too. We all need Jesus. That's the other thing. People feel like, no, I don't need Jesus. No, you need Jesus. Lord, you need Jesus.
So rewatch Avatar and go to Kino's website and get you some relationship advice and be a better person and be a better partner. There you go. All right, y'all. We will see you for part two in Korra, but we'll make you pay extra for that.
Pay extra for that one real good.
All right, peace, y'all.
This was an Anna's Isle Ministries podcast. If you enjoyed this show and would like to learn more about our network, be sure to check out the Anna's Isle Ministries podcast network.